When Steve Jobs passed away in 2011, newspapers around the world responded quickly with lengthy obituaries with headlines like, "Apple's visionary redefined digital age. Steve Jobs dies. Apple's co-founder transformed computers and culture. Entrepreneur, inventor, genius. Steve Jobs dead at 56. The satirical newspaper The Onion ran its own obituary with this headline.
Last American who knew what the f*** he was doing dies.
Okay, at first blush, that may seem tasteless or crass, but there is a method to how The Onion crafts its obituaries, which it has done for everyone from Steve Jobs to Nelson Mandela. And balancing satire and tribute can be more difficult than you might imagine. Our senior producer Maureen McMurray talked to Cole Bolton, editor of The Onion, to find out what goes into writing a satirical obituary at a paper without a dedicated obituary writer.
It's pretty much like how we do any other headline process. If someone passes away or if someone's on their deathbed and is a huge figure, everyone just sort of sits down and we write 5-10 headlines apiece. We go in and have a special brainstorm or a special meeting where we'll read those off and we'll vote on which ones we like. And we usually have pretty good discussions about the direction we want to go and what captures their essence as best we can. I remember in the Roger Ebert one, for example, which we ultimately did, Roger Ebert hails human existence as a triumph. The runner-up headline was essentially like, man whose movie opinions you passed off as your own for 30 years dies, which may be like a little funnier of a joke at first, but doesn't quite have that tribute, that the sort of lasting tribute that we want to give for someone that we cared about so much.
So The Onion doesn't write obituaries for every well-known figure who has passed. What makes you you decide, yes, we need to write an obituary for this person?
When someone dies, we often have the conversation of whether they deserve an Onion obituary. And a lot of times it's someone who feels important, like feels like a loss. And we generally skew a little more towards literary stuff, like Maya Angelou, J.D. Salinger. Elmore Leonard is one of my favorite ones that we've done.
Oh, what was that headline? Do you remember?
Elmore Leonard,
modern prose master, noted for his terse prose style and for writing about things perfectly and succinctly with a remarkable economy of words, unfortunately and sadly expired this gloomy Tuesday at the age of 87 years old.
So what that does, essentially, is it breaks all 10 rules of writing that he wrote, and it's really long-winded, very flowery language. It has a prologue before the article even begins. That's like the exact opposite of the J.D. Salinger one, which we wrote in his voice. This is going the exact opposite voice of Elmore Leonard, and I think they're both beautiful tributes.
Bunch of phonies mourn J.D. Salinger. In this big dramatic production that didn't do anybody any good, and was pretty embarrassing, really, if you think about it. Thousands upon thousands of phonies across the country mourn the death of author J.D. Salinger. He was 91 years old, for crying out loud. He had a real impact on the literary world and on millions of readers, said hotshot English professor David Clark, who's just like the rest of them, and even works at one of those crummy schools that rich people send their kids to so they don't have to look at them for 4 years. There will never be another voice like his, which is exactly the lousy kind of goddamn thing people say, because really it could mean lots of things, or nothing at all even, and it's just a perfect example of why you should never tell anybody anything.
There is something really memorable about The Onion obituaries. I mean, I still remember the J.D. Salinger headline. Why do you think that they resonate? I can't even remember what the New York Times obituary was, but I distinctly remember Onion obituaries.
Well, I think that unlike regular obituaries, which are just sort of a catalog or a biography of someone, I think that we're just trying to get more at the essence of what people are feeling and what they remember. And everyone's read J.D. Salinger, Catcher in the Rye. So when you see that, it brings you back to that moment and remember exactly what you love, and it just seems like a beautiful tribute to someone, whereas an obituary seems a little more like a biography. Maybe not. I haven't read too many super long New York Times obituaries. But I think ours are just nice little tributes, the Elmore Leonard one being another example. And actually, I believe is the Elmore Leonard one. After we wrote that last year, we got a note from one of his family members saying that they appreciated it, and that he would have appreciated it. And I think that's kind of what we're going for is how you feel in your stomach at the time they pass is what we want to write about.
Cole Bolton there, editor of The Onion, discussing how it approaches writing obituaries. And a little postscript: in July of 2013, a few months before it ran its final print edition, The Onion memorialized the platform with this headline: print dead at 1,803.